It's a difference between poop and dookie. If I got a poop, hey, y'all, I got a poop. If I got a dookie, it's an emergency. I got a dookie. Like, that's like similar to a woman saying her water broke.
You are now tuning in to the Awkward Thinking Podcast.
Cha-cha! Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy, Nas, a.k.a. Stu.
What's up? I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. A safe space for weird thoughts. Awkward Thinkers. Woo! People claps in the building. Like always, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. You have a like goal that we're going to have every single time.
Yes.
Vince, what else should they do?
Make sure that if you are following on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, that you're leaving a comment. Let us know what you think. Even on YouTube, if you're following and watching on YouTube, let us know in the comments what you think about the episode. Comment your favorite part of the episode. Let us know about these fits. We trying to shit out. We got Mr. Rogers right here. I'm on my way to the beach. I kind of look like Uncle Ben from Ben 10. Like Grandpa Ben and shit.
I see that for
you.
Was
that Grandpa Max? Grandpa Max.
Grandpa Max.
Yeah. I look like I look like I could be an Uncle Ben too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm on my way to the beach, even though I'm here in this poor ass city, being poor myself.
Yeah.
I be telling the kids on my job I'm poor.
I think, you know why I stopped saying that though?
Why?
I feel like that fake.
Manifesting?
Yeah. I don't want to keep manifesting that over my life. I don't know why. It's just like, I'm really trying to like stop saying like shit like
bad
that.
Bad shit over your life?
Yeah.
You believe in manifestation?
I don't. I do and I don't. Actually, I do. It's some
make
good things.
Make up your mind, bro.
I'm very indecisive. Mm-hmm. I think it's some things that I believe. Like, how do I want to put it? Like, something good happened to us. We can't disclose. Something good really has happened to us in the last couple days.
Can't disclose.
We can't disclose it, y'all. Like, but when it come out, though, when it come out, y'all niggas going to be like, yeah, ew. Y'all niggas up for real. It'd be a ton to be an Aki for real.
Right.
Yeah, so I feel like I prayed that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I prayed for us. I prayed for my friends, for success. I prayed for all these things. And then literally I was like, that next, like throughout the day, it was just like, boom. And that good news happened. And I was like, wow, God, he must have been like putting the angels through overtime.
So
get them.
Seem like you're thankful for manifestation.
I'm thankful for God. Yeah. I feel
is that not the same thing?
I guess. I think a prayer. I feel like
prayer and manifestation are the same thing.
You know what I believe God is? God is. I feel like the second coming has happened, and he's Jeff Bezos. And because I feel like God operates like Amazon.
Please explain.
So, I think that. Like, you know how, like, prayers are answered? I feel like those are the packages, always smiles. So that's what I'm thinking. God is Jeff Bezos. That's the second coming. But we just don't
that
know.
That is sick. And God.
That's crazy as fuck to say.
God be working his workers. He be giving them battles to the strongest warriors. Jeff Bezos be having them niggas in there working. He be like, oh, you a good worker? Come on. Come do these hours.
Bro, working at Amazon, they have a mental health room.
Oh, they have one now?
Yeah, like they have a break, like a break room. You worked at Amazon too?
Yeah. I worked at Amazon through the pandemic though.
Yeah, that was a time to do it.
It was fun. That was nice money. That was nice money at the time, especially young. I was like 23. I was making like $1,200 every week. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't like, people be talking shit about Amazon. I was not breaking my back in there. I was losing a little sleep, but I was not breaking my back. I was having time of my life. I was watching TV, listening to books and shit while I'm working. And I had a good time.
Mm-mm.
I miss that money sometimes. It was just fast, quick money.
I didn't like that at all. I was in there. Everybody seemed depressed. Everybody seemed like I fucked this job. It was niggas talking about what kind of pistols they got.
You got hired on at the wrong time.
Some ghetto shit. Yeah. It was like a white. It was an interracial couple, but they looked dirty. It was a lot.
Yeah,
it was a lot. I was not fucking with it, and it was like doing shit on the job. I'm like, ugh.
I hate when people be fucking at work. Like,
you can't say that.
What you
mean? Well, I'm not saying you fuck at work, but you work with your significant other, so it's like that's public.
That's
affection.
Not something we would ever like. We would never do that at work. That is
so. You've never had PDA at work.
Kiss. That's it. Oh, okay. I've never like tried to. Bitch, you want me to go on camera and say I've done some shit in my workplace,
like
in my place of work?
We got it, guys.
No, I've actually just never done that shit. Because, number one, I work around kids. You do that shit, that's a case. Yeah, that's a whole case. And then it's like, I don't know. I feel like I'm at work. I got sweaty dick. It's like, I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I like to clean up and shower before I do anything sexual. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I wouldn't want to do shit at work. I'm not one of them let's be spontaneous type of people. Because I don't want to smell funk.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go. I'm going to be gummy.
We're going to have a funky good time.
Bitch, save it.
I feel like I got a bromance. I feel like I've been cheating on you. I feel like I've had a bromance at work.
With Kelly?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Kelly.
And Kelly has had this weird bromance. And it's so weird. It's funny because it's like I've known Kelly since college and stuff like that. But the bromance. Like, and it's like I didn't even realize it was like a work bromance or something like that. That's like my work husband. Yeah.
Fuck Kelly.
Yeah, I mean,
because I got you as a roommate and I got you as a co-host.
Like, but he has me at work where I'm being professional. So that's a good time to show me off.
I've had you at work though. It wasn't like
that's
wasn't,
true. You yeah, did have me at right. work, but I worked at fast food. That's the difference.
Work you was mid though. No offense, but it's like it's not the real you. You putting on a cookie cutter smile. You in there. You not really doing shit.
I was doing fast food for the hoes.
You was doing fast food for the hoes?
Yeah, and it never worked for me. Like, they just wanted free food.
How was you doing fast food for the hoes?
Because I felt like if I give you a meal.
Y'all got to fuck?
I got some pussy on the way. And that never was the case. I was
and I know, like, because I know y'all like to be technical. Not guaranteed
not,
pussy,
not
but
guaranteed
just,
pussy,
oh, I gave her some hot fries and some wings. Exactly. She might throw some pussy my way.
Might, or flirting. Like, yeah. That was the conversation piece.
Food is the key to the box.
Exactly.
You be
you
thinking
it in the box. You said what?
I said you be thinking it's laughs and shit. Mm-hmm. It's not.
It is. It's both.
It is. If you can feed her and make her laugh, nigga.
Let's get into this rabbit hole of a show. That was a nice little pot foreplay. I like that.
Thank you.
I'm
trying my best, Mr. Rogers.
So recently, I have to confess something. I feel like this is something that. I'm not too happy to confess, but it's gonna happen. So I was cleaning up the house, and I bent over, and I feel like I got fucked by a ghost. It was a sharp pain that went in my butthole, and I've never felt something like that ever in my life. So I don't know who to call.
Ghostbusters.
It gotta be.
No, Ghostbusters sound like I don't the motherfucker know. Who fucked you.
Right. Because I don't know if it was one of our house was haunted by like somebody.
Like a
was,
sharp pain in your ass?
I think honestly, it was a butt cramp. And I don't know. That fucked me up. I can't lie. That butt cramp, like, it feels like your life is dying. Like, that shit, like, I never could experience that. I hate that shit.
Butt crap just feel like you falling or, like, that shit be like, oh.
I don't know what it is, though. Like, it's such a pain.
It's gas.
It's gas?
I think it's gas. Because normally I fart later on. Like, I fart a few minutes later. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's normally gas or maybe a nerve. I'm going to assume gas because it feels like it moves. And I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I've always had that in the middle of class, though.
Well, butt cramps. I felt like I felt embarrassed getting butt cramps.
Yeah,
because I
feel like it was so much shit happening to us as kids that like within our own bodies.
Right,
and we was just like, I'm not gonna tell nobody.
There's nobody else goes.
Yeah,
this.
I'm gonna see how this shit finish out, and then you'd be like, okay, I lived through it. Fuck it, and then that shit happens again. But butt cramps hurt. I did not know other people got butt cramps until I was older.
Yeah, same. Because I really thought it was just a me thing. And I was like, damn, like, my ass really hurts. Like, this shit really hurts.
Contractions and shit?
That's what I said.
How the fuck do you go through that?
Nigga.
Shout out to the women.
That's what I was saying. I was like, because it was like shitting. I feel like it's a difference between poop and dookie. If I got to poop, hey, y'all, I got to poop. If I got a dookie, it's an emergency. I got a dookie. Like, that's like similar to a woman saying her water broke. That's I got to run to the bathroom. It's no way, shape, or form.
Move, bitch. Straight to the bathroom.
Straight to the bathroom, bro. I remember this time. I told you, but I ain't told them. I remember this time me and Sharice came from the art gallery. And it was nothing. It was no food. We just had nothing but snacks. And we had a good time. And no, we did. We had wings. We had wings with Q in India and stuff like that. And my stomach, I'm letting out a few gas, like the warning shots. So we get everybody leave. I'm driving now. The drive from Columbus back to where we live is like 60-something miles. So we just began that 60-something miles. No gas station. We would have had to stop. It was no gas.
From Columbus?
Yes.
To here, it's a rest stop.
I know, 30 minutes away. It was none where we was at. Like, it was none for a couple miles. And I'm like, I'm looking at the side of the road like, I'm really going to have to shit out on this road.
I seen somebody shit on the side of the road.
And I was like, this is going to be so fucking embarrassing. And I was like, I'm holding, like, Sharice is talking to me. All that shit sound like,
when you got a shit, you don't be focused on nothing else. But I just got a shit.
I got a shit.
I would have to tell her, be quiet for right now.
She's talking like she just. And I'm like, the air going. So I'm like, all right, if I put the air on this shit, I'm going to be cooled down. That shit, I was like, turn this shit off. I got to focus. I'm clenching my shit for dear life, bro. And, like, we finally seen that doorstop. It felt like it was a move, bitch, kind of thing, because it was like, bro, I've never released. I was like, bro, I've never hold my butthole so tight in my life, bro. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm thanking God I don't put nothing in my butt. Cause
speaking of shit in your butt, so I ate some coconuts the other day, right? For some reason, I just like picking shit up and eating it sometimes. Like, just random shit. I'd be like, oh, I fuck with this. I fuck with dried coconuts, like dehydrated coconuts and shit, like coconut chips. I ate like half a bag of them bitches. That shit was like a laxative.
Like, I know cucumbers are like fibers. I've never heard about coconut being
I didn't know
a fiber.
Coconuts was going to do that.
Is coconut a fiber?
That shit went through me, but it was like, that shit was painful. That was not no, I swear to God, that shit, I was at work, and I was like, I got the stomach flu or something. I'm thinking I'm sick, because I got to keep going to the bathroom, and not to overshare and be nasty, but it's like liquid and shit almost. But it's like, it was a lot of liquid, and then it was the fucking coconut chunks. So it's like, yeah, we going, you know.
You was shitting coconuts
I
at
was,
that point.
Literally, I know.
Coconuts.
It was just coconut. Literally, coconut and stomach fucking acid. That was it.
I shitted in Malik's car before. That was crazy. That was a nasty story. But he don't got that car no more, so we live. We live, we learn.
But them coconut chunks hurt.
It says coconuts are high in fiber, which helps bulk up your stool and supports bowel regularity.
Yeah, because that shit went right through me. But if they did not all come out. Like, they stopped. And it's like, I did not want to strain to keep pushing. Mm-hmm. So I had to drink prune juice and finish that shit off. Mm-hmm. But it was like, I don't know, not to be nasty, but I don't know how bottoms do it. I don't. I'm sorry. I don't know how y'all be out here doing it. That shit hurt. That shit hurt coming out. I can't imagine something going in there. And then it's like, what the fuck?
I'm telling you, bro.
I was literally on that fucking toilet ready to cry. And I'm like walking. Like, you know how motherfuckers be like, oh, you gonna be in a wheelchair after fucking with a black dude? I was in a wheelchair after fucking with coconuts, nigga.
Yo, like, I feel like if I shit that much, my butthole feels so tender, bro. Like, I hate sitting down. It just feels, like, raw. Like, I don't know.
It feels like you just pushed out a whole fucking baby. And it's like, you've sitting there, and you just pushing.
It's over there.
And it's like, when is this gonna stop? You like, how much of this shit do I have in me? And
really,
it's just
like that.
I don't know. I don't know if our viewers want to hear about our bowel movements.
I mean, because they're here. It's awkward thinking. So if you're probably in a car blasting this shit.
Yeah. Ooh, this would be the worst time to be at work listening to this.
They probably are laughing. Yeah. This is probably.
Ooh, let us know where y'all be at when y'all listen to this. Like, are you at work? Are you at school? You better not be at fucking school listening to us. But if you got to, But yeah. Where y'all at listening to us right now? Right. Let us know in the comments.
Are you fucking?
And you better not be fucking while you listening to us. This, I don't feel like we are. I would not want to hear us while fucking.
I would. I feel like this is. I feel like we give good pre. Like, all right, let me cut this on. Oh, we was watching this or we was listening to this. While I feel like we're cleaning up pot. Like, I'm cleaning up. Got a long road trip pot. That's what I feel like we are.
I would hope we not like unless we in the middle of fucking.
I feel like our topics might, like, flare up. I don't think so, though.
I would hope not.
Because we talk about shit weirdly.
Yeah. Like, even our sex topics, like, they we'll start talking about sex, and then motherfuckers be like, why you gotta piss on somebody?
Yeah.
And then it goes somewhere else. Let me also say this, though, to the niggas on the writer's strike and the actor's strike. One thing I will say, I don't feel sorry for you motherfuckers to an extent. Like, don't get me wrong. What's happening to y'all is fucked up. But shit has been happening, and y'all niggas have been silent. Mm-hmm. I don't like the fact that y'all are telling influencers that, hey, if you work with them, we won't fuck with y'all. Like, if you do anything right now during this period of time, we won't fuck with y'all. And people got to feed their families. I get that y'all are trying to do something, and it is nice that y'all are trying to do something. But to have that kind of energy with people who are still coming up and trying to make a name for themselves, what am I supposed to do, pause my opportunity? Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to give up on my opportunity because you motherfuckers decided to have a strike? For some shit that should have been handled.
I'm not the person to be like go on enemy lines, but like for the people that has been trying to break into the industry, like writing wise or anything like that,
this is the perfect time
because a lot of people gatekeep. A lot of them people that's on strike might be the gatekeepers to whatever that is. So, I mean, if they still got people that want to still hungry, I still need to make at least this $500. Because
it's crazy of y'all to tell me, hey, don't take any opportunities. Don't take no opportunities because if you do, we won't work with you later on. And it's like, bitch, how do I even know y'all will work with me? Yeah. I don't know if y'all were going to actually give me an opportunity at all. Mm-hmm. I know right now there's an opportunity right presented in my face right now. And it's just like there was so much stuff happening these last few years, especially in 2020 with the Black Lives Matter movement. And it's like these actors, these writers, everybody wants you, they want you to be behind them. They want you to feel what they're feeling. They want you to understand what they're going through. Mm-hmm. And although there are a lot of Black people who are part of this movement and probably are the ones orchestrating, because shit don't get done until Black people put a pen to it and say, we go get it done. Shit don't get done until Black people do it. Even though they are probably the ones spearheading this movement, the white people go benefit from it. And not even just white people, but a lot of people, even Black people who were not supportive of movements that they should have been supportive of. Mm-hmm. Like, shit was happening, and y'all was silent. Y'all was in the house. Y'all was making fucking videos, singing and shit, and y'all mentions and shit, telling us, oh, everything is going to be all right while you in comfort. And, bitch, we living in fear. And then shit going on within our cities and stuff. And it's like we asking y'all, yo, speak on this. Now all y'all want us to have a voice. All y'all who have those platforms or had those platforms, y'all want us to come in and speak and like, oh, this isn't right. You should pay the celebrities what they need. And don't get me wrong, y'all should be paid for what y'all worth or whatever. But stop, bitch, waiting till the showtime where you getting kicked to say, hey, things aren't right. Because niggas been getting kicked this whole time before you got kicked, and you wasn't saying shit. It was okay when everybody else was getting kicked, but you was not saying shit. And one little last thing while I'm on my little rant, I'm going to always say, niggas watch y'all sit and like not say shit about us getting killed in the streets, not saying shit about the Black Lives Matter movement at all. Niggas watch y'all do that. But when the motherfuckers went out there for women and gays and everybody else, and I don't try to turn my words around because it's no offense to nobody. But when they was doing that for everybody else's cause, y'all motherfuckers picked up y'all picket fences and y'all picket signs and y'all stood with y'all voices and y'all spoke on issues for other people. Y'all didn't speak for Black people. So my Black ass, I don't give a fuck about a lot of y'all. Mm-hmm. Fuck y'all. Fuck the writer strike. Fuck the actor. I do want to see some of my shows come back, though. It'll be nice. But at the same time, fuck y'all. Fuck all this. Let it all burn. For real, fuck all of it. Burn the whole industry down. A lot of y'all be in some fucked up shit. Y'all be fucking kids and raping kids and shit. And
it's true.
And it's like, maybe we don't need this. And there is a problem when motherfuckers idolize celebrities the way that they do. Maybe y'all need to stop. Maybe shit needs to, motherfuckers need to stop watching TV and pick up a book.
Yeah, go outside.
Hopefully that's what this is. Hopefully that helps, does that. And I'm not saying I don't want niggas to get through their movement, because get through y'all movement, whatever. But, bitch, don't come over here with the crocodile tears. I don't care.
But also, like I said, it's another opportunity for people who are doing web series, because people are going to need something to watch.
And I've been seeing a lot of great influencers on TikTok. There's a Black girl on TikTok I've been following since TikTok first started. She makes, like, the little funny videos of Harriet Tubman and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She be on her shit. The writing is nice. All she need is money and funding for that shit. Mm-hmm. All these people need is money and funding. These niggas will go on there. there and give you a whole fucking sketch show with no problem, no issue, write the shit out themselves and everything, and all they need is funding. All they need is funding for it to look professional and everything, because on this fucking phone, it's entertaining as fuck. It's entertaining. And it's not, don't get me wrong, it ain't everybody. Everybody don't got what it takes to be in front of a camera. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. But give motherfuckers the opportunity. Stop with the, oh, we not gonna lap them up. I don't know why they thought that was a good message. That made me not want to support them. If you're an influencer and you do this, we will not work with you. That made me not want to support y'all at all. And not because I don't consider myself to be an influencer, for real. I consider myself to be a podcaster. I feel like that's a little different than influencing. Yeah, but to hear a motherfucker say, yeah, we're not going to present you with any opportunities if you are trying to take opportunity right now. Mm-hmm. And the way that y'all say it, it's like, fuck y'all, nigga. Y'all in the hole right now. Y'all are out on the ends. And you want a motherfucker to... How do you think a person's supposed to support you and you do shit like that? Or the way that you present stuff? People need to present stuff in a better way.
Yeah, I feel like, I ain't gonna lie, like, even though it's the entertainment industry, I feel like it's needed to burn down.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like going back to, I was watching The Wiz, and that last scene when, you know, you got to kill the Wicked Witch or something like that, and I was like, and everybody just,
can't you
everybody just zipped down. I feel like that's what's happening. I feel like this is a time where everybody is going to go back to being creative. Like, wow, we got some new, fresh shit.
Because... if y'all give me another fucking, what's that called? What, like a revival of some fucking TV show?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, we can't keep watching the same shit. Yeah. I've seen the same shit over. I'm going back and rewatching old shit. And when y'all redo it, y'all don't even do it good enough for a motherfucker to feel like, oh, I want to watch this.
Yeah.
It don't be good. Stop. Leave the old shit alone. Let it be where it's at. And just allow new people to come in. I've been saying get rid of motherfuckers. Fuck the writers. Well, not too much, but because we need them. But fuck you, pill dusty motherfuckers, and let's bring in some new talent. Let's bring in some new life. Fuck it.
I will say that.
I know the Tyler Perry Studios ain't having no issues.
I know. Good, because Tyler Wright.
Because he got his shit. He seen this shit happening. He said, let me get my shit and get it together. He said,
my people.
All my people, y'all good? Yeah, they good. Bro.
Damn, I ain't even peeped that.
Now, nigga, that is how you monopolize some shit. That is how you move within this industry. We keep teaching people the wrong way to do shit, to go about shit. Mm-hmm. I don't have to dress down to show you I respect my body or that my body is respectable. Like, yes, people should be respected whether they have clothes on or clothes off. But we got to stop. I don't know. I feel like we do shit like, it'd be like, do it because... oh, it's your generation, and it's about power, and it's about this, and it's about reclaiming these things, and it's not. It's about just degrading yourself even more and more, and then look at us as a society. I'm going to always go back to us as a society. Mm-hmm. Look at us. It's 2023, and we are shitty. We are all shitty people living shitty lives. A lot of us are not fucking happy. A lot of us is just walking in this bitch on autopilot, going through day by day, just here. And then we gotta like ingest all this bullshit that the world feeding us and everybody telling you everything that they giving you is okay. All right, look at our music, nigga. The music has died. There is no good music. What, you have not heard no good music this summer? You just said it the other day.
I have. I did not say that the other day.
What you say then?
I heard the
there
Uzi.
Has not been no top album this summer.
It has.
Who's?
Lil Uzi's.
I have not heard shit from that album.
Well, that's you.
Ain't nobody trying to hear that shit.
I listened to that album thoroughly.
I have not heard shit at all where, like, how it used to be, where you can hear some shit and you hear that song the whole summer, except for Favorite Song. That's the only song I've heard this whole summer, and that's because of kids. Yeah, it's a good song.
I hate that fucking song.
Shit, I just feel like shit is watered down, shit is diluted, shit is not okay, and we get told that a lot of shit is okay and it's for our betterment, and it's not. Motherfuckers, like, I don't know, just, it's too much shit going on. It's too much. I'm always say that. It's too much shit going on. Protect the fucking kids. Stop letting kids do shit that they shouldn't be doing. Stop exposing kids to shit that they shouldn't be exposed to. This lady, I saw this shit on Facebook. How much time we got?
You got a minute before we gotta go.
Okay, so I saw this shit on Facebook a while ago. This lady posted her son. She said, my son fine as fuck. Why the fuck are you calling your son fine?
I'm not dragging it.
Cause listen, I'm gonna break it down for you. Number one, calling it, when you say fine, anytime you calling somebody fine, you're speaking in a sexual way.
No, the fuck
yes, you
not,
are.
Bro.
You're
no,
you
you're
are
not.
Saying this person is sexually attractive. Whenever I say this person is fine, I'm never saying a person. I would never say my mom fine as fuck.
Now listen.
I would say beautiful, pretty, and when you say fine, oh, she fine as fuck. That's listen. You. That's sexual.
Listen, listen. I'm about to trump that right now.
Uh-huh.
When an old lady comes to you and you like, you a fine young man,
and that's perverted, bitch.
How is no-
because listen, and that's what I'm about to get into.
Insane.
That's what I'm.
You're cause, insane.
And it's, okay, it's also a difference in a context as like, oh, you're fine. You're a fine young man. And, oh, you a fine young man. Like
you said it in
no,
the same tone.
Versus me saying you're a fine young man. Like, Nas, you're a fine young man.
Thank you.
I meant personality. I meant you carry yourself well.
How do I know that?
I don't, because of the way I say it. Versus, Nas, you fine as fuck.
Or my son is fine.
No, I just feel like that's inappropriate. And so listen, so this is why I say it's inappropriate. Because it leads to kids, especially little boys, being sexualized and then being touched and shit by older women, and then it being like, yes, how many fucking times have you heard, oh, girl, your son cute, he better, until he 18, he better watch him, this and that, and then they end up fucking, or she end up molesting him or touching him.
That happens. So, I will say that happens.
Let me finish, though.
Go ahead.
So in this particular post, the little boy, he got dreads, he got, his dreads are pulled up mm-hmm. off his face. Mm-hmm. They pulled up, and I feel like, in an adult hairstyle, the same way, yes, kids can have adult hairstyles.
Okay,
you can
listening.
Make your kid look like an adult.
Okay.
He's dressed up like a little fucking nigga. Like, he's dressed up like he's 26, but he's 7. Mm-hmm. And so, like, when we dress our kids, we have to be mindful of that. Start dressing kids. Again, I've always said this. Dress kids like they're fucking kids. Stop putting these niggas in Nike Techs and putting them on all this dumb shit and making them look like they're older. Y'all do that shit because y'all be like, oh, I'm going to build the man that I never had. That's what you do. You build the man that you never had. And then it's like, oh, yeah, my son, fine. You dress him up like he's an adult. That little boy look grown. That not like, okay, I'm going to confuse him for an adult. But the same way you can dress a little girl up too grown, you dress him up too grown. Let him be a fucking kid. Stop dressing him up like the nigga you didn't have. Like the nigga who left you or whatever it is to you. Stop doing that because you push it on the kid because then motherfuckers come around and they see that and be like, oh, your son fine. Girl, he fine. Oh, how old is he? Oh, he fine. And then boom, again, like we all know, older women like to fuck little kids. They like, well, not every older woman. There's too much of older women. Sorry, Sharice. But there's too much of, like, you. A lot of niggas you talk to, you go hear about them having sex early, and it's always with an older woman. This, oh, my mother's friend, my mother's cousin, my mother's this and that, my mother's this. It's always somebody who's older. It's always a older lady friend of the family or something. And it's always, like, before the nigga's even 18, before he's even grown or of age, motherfuckers don't even wait. They be, and that's the thing too, they look at you 14, you know, sometimes niggas get a little facial hair and shit, you 14, oh, you look older enough, you look like you, and you already dress like you're a grown man. And a lot of times these women, they raise these kids up, nothing against single moms, because again, you doing shit on your own, but some of y'all raise these kids up as if they were your men. And so, like, now that he's older, he's used to providing for you and shit. He's used to making sure you got shit. And so now he feels like he's grown. And then the way that you talk to him, the way that you carry yourself around him, you make him think that he's grown. A lot of times, the young men come up and they get raised up. They don't get raised up the way that young girls do. Now, young girls don't get raised up right either. Young girls do get raised up and monitored. But young boys get raised up, and it's like, go on. Like, you there's no guidance. There's no nothing there for real. Little boys, especially little black boys growing up, there's no guidance for them. And it's like shit just happens to you as you're going through life and you learn it on your own. And it's like people – shit happens. Like people be thinking because you look a certain way and because you look older that you it's okay to have sex with you or to touch you or to have certain conversations. I heard motherfuckers talking to kids and be like, why the fuck is you talking to him about sex? I was talking to motherfuckers about sex and I shouldn't have. It was like – and not even just in like – regular conversation or like educate me, but it's like motherfuckers, the way people approach sex around boys is very different from how they approach sex. Boys, we all know we are we're not protected the way that we should be. We get seen as soon as you 12, 13, why are you not fucking? Mm-hmm. Why are you not fucking? And that's the one of the first questions you start getting asked as a young man coming up into the world. Why are you not fucking already? And then that pressures you to feel like, oh, I should be fucking. And then some old lady come around, she like, oh, I throw you some pussy. You like, oh, okay, because this is what I think I'm supposed to do. All I'm saying is stop calling y'all kids fine, regardless if it's your son or your daughter. Hold on. Stop dressing your fucking kids up like they're adults. They're not adults. Dress your fucking kid up like a kid because that's what they are. Put them niggas on them glow-up shoes. If you want to dress them in sweats, dress them up in colorful fucking sweats. Stop doing – I don't like that. Y'all got cologne and shit on them. Y'all putting chains and shit on. Why the fuck do a kid need a chain? Who are you dressing? That you dressing a nigga that you feel like you should have had. And to me, I don't know. The kid's not dolls and shit. That shit fucks them up later on because they're not protected. Especially little black boys, they're not protected in the way that they should be. So then when they get older, shit happens to them because, hey, I didn't do my part as a parent. Mm. I didn't give you that childhood experience that you should have had. I never raised you as if you were a child. I raised you as if you were a man. And a lot of little boys get raised as men. Something pissed me off today at work. One of them kids, he's just talking. Somebody was like, put some bass in your voice. And that shit gave me PTSD because I heard that shit so much as a little kid. And I hated that. I hated to be around grown black men because of that. Because it's like, bitch, stop picking me over. And you. I feel like you want me to be a man and I'm not a man yet. Let me go through life first. You're trying to force me to be a man at 12. I'm not a fucking man. I'm a boy. And one of the kids had to say that. He said, I'm a boy. I'm a little boy. And it's like, what do you want? Why do y'all want little boys to talk? Like, my voice ain't even deep right now. Like, I feel like I have a light voice. But motherfuckers be like, oh, put some bass in your voice. And it's like, leave people the fuck alone, nigga. Let that little boy be a little boy for right now. Little boys don't even get seen as little boys for that long. You a little boy for that long, and then boom, you're not. Mm.
Well, thank you, Reverend VB, for coming down and talking to us. We will be now bringing in the ushers. Can y'all come in and bring in the plates for collection? All right, it is about that time, ladies and gentlemen, where we in the congregation of the Akis give you.
Who the fuck is this nigga?
I don't know. We got to name him.
Aki?
Aki. Oh, shit. That's his name. He drunk. Where we give you a positive message to get through the week. Reverend VB, can you please give us a message to get through the week?
Do right by your fucking kids. It's your job and your job alone. Ain't nobody else's job to do right by your kids but you. If you can't do right by them niggas, then don't blame nobody else. Get them niggas up for adoption or something, but don't please stop raising fucking kids if you can't actually raise them. Please stop raising kids if you can't take care of them niggas. And leaving them niggas in the house by themselves while they raise themselves is not raising them. And I'm not talking to people who work and shit. I'm not talking to people who are trying to, you know, provide for their kids. And let me also say this, bitch. Yo, I'm doing my best is not good enough. That is not good enough. Stop just doing your best and do what's right for the kids. Stop doing your best because your best is not good enough. It's time for you to step it up a little bit. Your best has not been good, and that's it.
That was powerful words. Powerful, powerful words. Now, in this description, make sure you leave a comment, a nice, beautiful comment, and for this congregation to keep growing, we welcome any Aki from short, fat, to small, no medium, perverts, skinnies, no perverts in this congregation of the Akis. What do you have to say? Nothing. At the end of the day, I don't even have a positive message because Vince has taken all the positive messages from what I have to say. No, I do have a positive message.
Mm-hmm. Tighten that pussy up.
Tighten that pussy up. That's all I'm saying. Shout it like. For real, tighten that shit up. Air that coochie at. Air that coochie at, nah. Listen, Shawty, you need to air that motherfucker out because that string showing, nah.
Not the string.
That motherfucker. Air that pussy out. y'all need to stop twerking and that string swinging out that motherfucker.
Hey, you ever, like, I don't know, pussy. Pussy got lips, and sometimes y'all breath be sticking down there. So it's like, because that's what it is. It seem like breath down there. Like it be, you know, pussy be hot, and it breathes. It be like, whoosh, it be a wave for shit, and it be like, I've come across some pussy that's like, it feel like it breathes back at you. And it's like, bitch, air that shit out. Do a couple of these before you come through. Like,
waft that bitch.
Let that shit cool down. You super excited and shit. You got that shit over there steaming. It's all in the fucking bag. You got that shit wrapped up, and you be having a fucking day, though.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Pressure cooking the pussy. You done overcooked it and shit. Like
tough ass meat behind that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Let that shit breathe a little bit, bro. Open up them legs and just whew, get that little air through there. I smell that shit one time for yourself. For y'all, just see how that smell for y'all. And see, like, you know, before you come to a nigga house, see if that shit is okay.
Yo, and how do we get here?
Cause this is supposed to be positive messages. I don't know, man, but yeah. You know, and for my bros out there, clean y'all dicks before you show up too, bro. Don't nobody want to. Don't nobody want musky dick. I don't think.
I don't think so either. But
yeah, clean that shit before you come through to the shorty's cribs or whoever crib you coming through with. Whoever you sliding on, clean that shit before you show up, bro. Do not come to nobody's shit stinking.
That's facts. And with that being said, I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
Thank you for being awkward. To see you next week.